What was that?
I hit the mic. Testing.
Should you be doing that?
No. Sorry.
Well, I don't know, just really concerned. My mom has been home for over a month since her vacation and just has been excessively lazy, unwilling to do the podcast.
No.
Even my mom has a podcast. Hi, I'm reluctantly here, Von Fry. Joining me is...
Mom.
And we're finally doing this.
I have been really sick.
Not that sick.
Yes.
Have you been bedridden?
No, but I couldn't breathe.
Well, actually, like, you're already kind of like basically
no,
bedridden.
I'm not. I had
you don't
some
go
kind
to the grocery
upper,
store anymore. You don't go outside.
I had an upper respiratory infection, real bad.
I don't know why we let you cook.
Okay, well, I thought you liked my cooking.
If we let you cook, how did I not get sick from that?
I don't know. It's weird. Monty didn't even get it, so who knows?
All right, so that's what you've been up to.
Yeah, the pit.
No one's heard about your vacation.
Had a really nice vacation.
What was that, late summer or, well, early fall,
fall,
I guess?
Fall vacation. The trees were already turning. We went up to Michigan and Minnesota and Wisconsin and North Dakota and South Dakota. And where else did we
go? All right, no one cares.
Yeah, they do.
We're going
it
on
was
to the
fun.
News. All right, Donald Trump, your boy, he gave some weird interviews lately. In one of them, the person asks, actually, maybe this was the same interview. I'm not paying much attention. He asks, hey, you pardon this crypto guy from China. He's like, I don't know who he is. Never heard of him.
I know.
Like, but yeah, my kid said, you know, go ahead and do that or whatever. Like, that's doesn't sound too reassuring right there. This is what the Zoomers call crashing out.
Crashing out. Well, he definitely's crashing out. Where? And then he goes, but my kids, their business is totally separate from the government, from my job. Yeah, right.
There's a lot of, this is a person that I can benefit from pardoning happening with him.
Yeah, or my kids can.
It happens with other groups too, though. I mean, I don't think pardons really get out... sent out unless someone gives a ton of donations.
It's weird. I heard one part yesterday. This guy was running in the Grand Tetons, and he ran up this mountain trying to set a record, and then he ran down a different way that was like it was portioned off or something. You weren't supposed to go on, and the government didn't want you on it right now, and they were going to prosecute him for it, and he got a pardon from the president. I don't know about that one, but somebody, I guess.
Well. Also, he had another interview, and, you know, this is somewhat of a friendly, this is a supporter, Laura Ingraham, talking.
Yeah.
And she's asking him about stuff, and so we got all these, like, immigrants coming, like, why are we dealing with all these new China applicants in the colleges and stuff? He goes, well, you got to bring in the talent. We don't have talent.
We don't have anybody who can do the job.
And, yeah, so... In fairness, there is a TV show that proves that we don't have talent in this country.
What is that?
America's Got Talent. Because who are the judges? Foreigners.
Yeah, from England.
And the acts are like, this all the way from Zimbabwe, these kids can jump really high. And it's like, this is called America's Got Talent, not World Talent, right?
Showcase. So,
it doesn't make any sense. He may be right. Maybe we don't have talent. He says, like, well, you can't have people building, like, one thing, and then now they're building missiles. It just doesn't work. And then
or they're on the
Loringer's like, yeah, but
unemployment
we used to do
line.
That. Like, oh, let's stop building Ford cars and build planes, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that sort of thing would happen.
We wouldn't have won World War II if we didn't do that.
Didn't General Motors yank a lot of people off the assembly line to build respirators?
Yes, during COVID.
Didn't that happen pretty recently?
Yes.
But I guess we didn't have the talent for that, right?
So, yeah. And in that first interview you were talking about, this cracked me up. He came out there with a list. You want to see my list of the wars I've finished or
well, there is an additional war added to the list that of wars he ended.
Which one is that?
The console war.
The what?
The console
oh,
war.
Oh yeah.
So Microsoft, the final nail in the coffin for them, they said that we're going to put Halo on PlayStation.
Yep.
And it renders buying anything called an Xbox pretty much a moot point. So everybody's sad about that. The other people are like, we won whatever, and then it. The White House Twitter account chimes in with Donald Trump in the Master Chief Halo outfit and saluting and stuff. And it's
seriously?
Like, he wants credit for ending the console war, not realizing that America lost. That seems to be the point there.
Oh, goodness. Now,
we'll get back to the news here, but I also want to mention that I have been playing this game for the past week. It's called Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom.
Is it pretty good? Well, I know about Zelda because your grandmother used to play it with you guys.
Several publications say this is the best game ever made.
Oh, really?
It's pretty good.
You like it, then,
I fought this thing called a Gleok last night, and I was really underpowered. It's a three-headed dragon.
Uh-huh.
And I had to use, like, I had to attach eyeballs to arrows to so that they would home in and hit the heads on this thing.
Oh,
and
gosh.
Then every time I knocked it down, I ran in and hit it with a giant hammer. And then I had to run back and hide behind a cart and a statue. And it would attack different each time it got up.
Oh, man.
And then eventually it flew really high. So I strapped a rocket to my shield, went up there, and then shot arrows in its face like 100 feet in the air.
Did you defeat it?
I beat it.
Yay.
And that was super exciting stuff. So
cool.
That's called The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom. I'm playing the update, the Switch 2 update version of it. Highly recommend so far. I'm probably, I don't know, 3/4 of the way through the adventure. I've had a few bosses that have had a little cheapness on me, and then sometimes they just kind of give up and go, okay, fine, he's been trying to beat this for a while, we'll just not kill him, you know, something like that.
Just playing with people, other people online?
No, people watch me play it, and I do voices for the characters,
because
Nintendo's kind of cheap with the voice acting, so they have some scenes where people talk. Some key people in the story. And then other times they're telling you things, but they don't talk, so I do the voices for them.
Really? I didn't know you were doing that.
Like, so there was this construction worker, and he's the president of the construction company, and I voice him kind of like this.
Like he's from the South.
Hi, my name's Chad. You know, so you can check that out. I think this should be available on Amazon. I have a link to that.
Cute.
And, you know, fun times right there.
So, hey, we were watching the football game. I think it was last night, Thursday night football. And
you're not allowed to watch football.
Oh, yes, we are. Anyway.
So, wait, today is what?
Do you have the Madden game
today
for Switch?
Today is Friday. Today? And then so last night would have been Thursday night football. That's how that works.
Okay, do you have the Madden game?
I haven't played a Madden game since the one where Patrick Mahomes tutors you.
Oh, really?
It's kind of weird. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it'd be fun to get a Madden game we could all play, maybe.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, you don't?
Because the sports games are too luck-based.
Oh.
Basketball's the worst with
it. Well, maybe luck might be what I need.
Basketball, you take the shot, and the game decides if it goes in. In real life, the game doesn't decide that the three-pointer goes in, right?
Okay, well, that's
now, you may feel like there's luck there, but it's always skill, okay?
Okay.
In football, you're running, and then you just happen to lose the ball.
Well, that's kind of like the game is nowadays. It's called keep away, not football.
Well, we have had some issues with people possibly getting paid off to not win by a certain amount of points. We
I
have
know.
Widespread gambling in sports. In Kansas, it's weird. You have to be present at the gambling casino. The state-ran casino.
Really?
Yeah, it says you have to be, it says 21 over and present. Doesn't
so
that,
that's why they built these, like, like suites and stuff at Star and things.
They didn't build those suites to be nice.
Okay. It was
they
a
built
law.
That because they were required to.
Oh.
That's how you get people to do stuff. You require them to do it, right?
Well, yep, that's how the rulers do it.
So they have a casino. They have two casinos in Kansas that are ran by the state. I only recently started seeing ads for them again in the first time in 10 years.
Yep, they're doing ads now.
They're in the middle of nowhere, and that's as said as someone who's from Kansas. And you have to drive in there. There's nothing else around it. Like, you're stuck in the casino, basically. It's full of smoke because it's the only place that allows smoking.
Which I hate. There is a little section that's boring that is a no-smoke area.
So when was the last time you've been? I think I've been there 10
years. Oh, it's
like
been years.
2014,
yeah, when it opened, we went for a while. We
but
went
I actually have
Jay Leno there.
So I actually have a method for defeating the casinos. And since we don't have any viewers, I may as well tell everybody.
Okay. Maybe we'll get viewers now.
This is how you win and you beat the house, okay? Say you played blackjack. You put down a dollar, okay? Whatever the minimum is, right? Oh, you lost, okay? Now you put down four times as much money.
It's like $4.
$4. Oops, you lost. Put down four times as much. 16. You win, okay? Now you walk away.
Yeah, that's the hard part, walking away. That's what people don't get.
No, but think about this. You think that the house has an advantage. That's what we're told by people who don't want you spending your money at the casinos, right?
Right.
The reality is you can always stop.
Yep, so you really have that advantage.
The casino can't make you keep playing.
No.
You can you can get the lead and you can stop.
Yeah.
Under my plan, all you have to do is win once. As soon as you win once, you stop, you win.
But so, what if you wanted to go back and make more money?
I suppose you could keep going as long as you kept quadrupling your bet. Okay, now this could get pretty high, but eventually you win, you walk away, you make more money than you bet.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know why no one else has thought, but then again, no one's as smart as me, so why am I shocked?
Hey, so why aren't you doing this, son?
I'm thinking about going down there and doing that just to prove a point.
That'd be funny.
The bad part is we drive 30 minutes to the place, I win the first hand, and then I'd prove my point and then walk away, right?
Yep.
But if you bet that much more, you will end up plus when you finally do win, and then you walk away and you go, see you suckers, right?
Yep. I might try that on the cruise.
Oh, you do that.
See you suckers.
Yeah, say that. Like that time I told you to say your name was Art Vandelay at Chili's.
No, it was.
I said, tell them you're Art. No, not. Okay, Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Tell them your name's Art Vandelay. And you go, can we get a name for that order? And you go, Art. And then you wink at me and I'm like, what?
Here's my credit card with my name on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not a smooth move. That was that time. I think that was the time I got the milkshake and I couldn't stop burping. I thought I was going to have a heart attack.
So you had something to eat and you burped for like 2 hours.
It was bad.
And you're like, you may have to drive me to the hospital.
We were at Cattle. My father is in the hospital. We came from the hospital. Maybe I was stressed. I don't know. I said, you're going to have to go in Target by yourself because I can't stop burping.
I went into Target to buy a Mario Tennis game on the Nintendo 3DS. Yeah, and you kept burping in the car.
God, it was horrible.
It was funny, though.
Hey, guess who got inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Somebody from Kansas?
Salt and pepper.
But they are spices, right?
They are. Tell us that joke.
So I said, hey, you know who those ladies are in the commercial? And they're going, push it, boom. Boom, boom, boom. And mom goes, the Spice Girls. And I'm like, that's salt and pepper. But they are spices. Now, they'll put about anybody in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame to get publicity for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I know.
A year doesn't go by in which you don't hear about who gets inducted, right?
Right.
And I think it's kind of a travesty. They've got it in Cleveland. You know where the very first rock concert was?
Where?
Wichita, Kansas.
Really?
The very first live performance of an electric guitar.
We need to have a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Kansas.
I don't know what Cleveland thinks they have that allows them to have authority.
The song Cleveland Rocks.
They say the heart of rolling. No, hold on. Is it the heart of rock and roll is in Cleveland or the heart of rock and roll isn't leaving?
I don't know.
Yeah, but from what I hear, I believe something like that. I think it's Huey Lewis.
Right? The news.
Yeah, well, Wichita actually has actual claim to this. Now, dang. The thing is, the guitar...
Good old Wichita.
Have you ever heard those Hawaiian tin drum guitars?
Uh-huh.
That's what it sounded like.
Oh, really?
This was before they really perfected the sound of the electric guitar as we would know it, you know?
You know,
before Chuck Berry kind of sound.
Your dad and I were watching them on YouTube last night, and they had Creedence Clearwater Revival. And, you know, I didn't know that when they stung, you know, Down on the River and... Out on the Street, that song.
On the Corner.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Have you seen a video of that? They're
no.
playing the maracas, the washboard, and the drum where it's like a wash pan with a pole in it and then strings. And I think electric guitar. But gosh, that's all they had. And that's how they did that song. They were really good.
Nowadays,
your dad said they didn't have any rights to their music. So they
do not. No one plays instruments anymore. It's a travesty, okay?
Yeah.
Now, you know, you're probably not aware of this, but the hit movie of the summer wasn't in movie theaters.
What was it?
K-pop Demon Hunters on Netflix.
That's what all the kids are into.
So the thing about this is Sony worked out a deal where they had to release some movies straight to Netflix, and they said, fine, okay, put this on there, whatever. Because I guess they paid them enough that they didn't lose money on it so much, but they probably lost $1 billion.
Is it all animated?
It's an animated movie.
Okay.
It had 4 songs get in the Billboard Top 10.
Dang.
One of them stayed there for like 5 weeks. the first movie, I think it's the first movie to do this, the first movie with at least three in the top 10 since Saturday Night Fever.
You'll have to play them for me sometime.
And they don't play any instruments. Now, look, you could say it's a song or kind of catchy. I refrain from actually calling it music and stuff, okay? Now, somebody that it does actually have some music capabilities, just recently, Ignacia Fernandez won Miss World Chile with this performance. Super talented singer.
Can't even hear.
How do you like her singing?
Oh my gosh.
They call this death metal.
Oh my gosh.
And so she got Miss World Chile.
Hey, I could do that.
Can you can sing along with
death
her?
Metal.
Sing.
Oh, yeah. God. That's horrible.
I don't know about you, but that that kind of just ruins any appeal she
She's
has.
She's a really pretty girl. Pretty lady.
It's Elsie Hope's her mouth.
It was on the mic, too.
Oh, yeah. Then I don't want to call that singing. Like, okay, K-pop Demon Hearts, that's not music. This is not singing. At least the girls are singing in the K-pop Demon Hunters, and it's an all right movie.
Is it a real group of girls?
They have different girls doing the singing than doing the voices.
Oh, okay.
But the main one that's the singer in there is like really blown up. I think her name's EJ.
Is the group called the K-pop Demon Hunters?
No, they're called something else or something. Okay, so they're called Huntrix.
Huntrix?
Huntrix. I think it's Huntrix, okay? And they're a trio, and they fight demons when they're not busy with K-popping.
Okay? Well, that's fine. No wonder the little girls are all into it.
But I wonder, though, can you make something popular by just having characters who exist only to talk about how popular characters are? Because, like, there's quite a bit of the movie. It's like people are kind of, like, being interviewed. Oh, my God, I love Rumi, and she's all like this. And this one's the rapper of the group, and she writes the lyrics. So you have all these fans talking about how great the characters are, and that might be the new thing where you
That's kind of like life right now.
You just spend, like, 10 minutes in the movie with people talking about how great the characters are, and then when you finally see them, they're like, wow, they're so great. I was told they were great, and here they are being great. So that's the way that's kind of comes across to me.
It's not like Power Rangers? That's what you grew up with?
You could say it's like Power Rangers. Power Rangers was a little late for me.
Ghost Hunters.
Ghostbusters.
Yeah, Ghost darn, Hunters. I said the wrong thing.
Wow, that was lame.
It was. You were a Ghostbusters boy.
And we do have some other music news. Whitesnake frontman David Coverdale says he's hanging up the rock and roll platform shoes after 50 years.
Because he didn't want to fall off of them.
Probably so. I know the Kiss hang up their platform shoes not long ago, and they became a...
keep their balance.
You can see them as like a hologram group performance type thing. Yeah, there's a few of these... ABBA's also doing it where it's like you see the hologram.
Well, you know, that's better. I'd almost rather go to a concert. I don't know. I'd just rather watch it on TV.
I'd almost rather go to a concert. Well, no, you wouldn't.
Because it's a sing-along now. Concerts are a sing-along. I don't want to go to a sing-along.
People interrupting it. Now, okay, speaking of sing-along, the K-pop Demon Hunters didn't go to theaters, okay?
Okay.
They released a sing-along version that they did put in theaters to make some money. They made $25 million on the sing-along. But they probably could have made $1 billion with the actual movie in theaters and then not know that it's going to hit Netflix. I think my contention, and other people won't say this, the thing that hurts the movie theater is knowing where the movie is going to be available on streaming. If you didn't know where the movie was going to be, a Sony movie, you don't know where it's going to be on streaming when it comes out. A Disney movie,
well, you know it's going to
be. You don't need to go see Mandalorian and Grogu. That's the new Star Wars thing coming, okay? You don't need to go see that because you know it's going to be on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
I didn't feel inclined to go see Predator Badlands. It's probably going to be on Hulu. It's like one of the few Fox movies made.
You ought to go see it, though. You like Predator.
Well, they don't call it Fox anymore. They call it 20th Century. Makes me mad. But, well, I don't like Elle Fanning. Okay.
Why?
Because Dakota Fanning's better than Elle Fanning.
Well, you know, siblings, they do that sometimes.
So at any rate, you know where it's going to be. So you're like, well, I'll just wait for it to be on the stream platform I already have, right? You don't know. You wouldn't have known where K-pop Demon Hunters would have landed.
Well,
so
therefore,
people could have actually went to go see it. So they're undercutting their own business.
Well,
here. There
it goes. Nobody wants to try something new. They want to rework something that's already like Predator. Like they want to rework things. They never had a K-pop Demon Hunters before.
Well, they're probably going to have more K-pop Demon Hunters.
Probably
and the word is it's going to be released on Netflix, the sequel.
Already.
So I guess the plan is to lose $2 billion somehow.
Gosh.
You know what? I think it's time for a game.
Okay, what are we going to play?
A game called...
Okay, let's see if I can do this.
We haven't done this in a while.
No, we haven't.
Okay, now these are 70s TV... Show
oh, maybe
lead
I can
actors.
Do this. Maybe
okay?
I know these.
These are leading men from 70s TV. This is
okay.
Like up your alley, okay?
Yeah.
This is not...
I was a preteen in the 70s. Well, and teenager.
You might be confusing this with what year, where you're supposed to name the year of something. This is... Are they...
Dead or alive.
Yes.
I got it.
Lee Majors, the $6 million man. I guess that was a lot of money in the 70s.
Yeah, that was a popular show. I watched that.
You know,
your grandma thought I looked like the $1 million woman.
The bionic woman?
Yeah, the bionic woman.
I thought you were about to say, your grandma thought I looked like the $1 million man.
No, the bionic woman.
Lee Majors.
Yeah.
Who was he married to?
I don't know.
Farrah
Fawcett.
There you
yeah.
go. Okay.
I think Lee Majors is still alive.
Lee Majors, the $6 million man, who is not the bionic woman, right?
Yeah.
He is...
Alive. Yep.
Alive.
Yay. One right. I'm keeping score.
All right.
Dan, I had a fight on our trip about keeping score.
You don't keep score very well. You write down who's alive or dead,
he
and then you think that's the score.
Says, this is the way you're supposed to do it. This is the only way to do it. I said, oh, is that right?
Well, I got a different way where I get more answers. So. All right. Ricardo Montalban. You know who that is?
Yeah. I think he's not alive anymore.
Well, who is he then?
The plane. Magic.
Well, the
what was
little
it called?
Guy says that.
Yeah,
okay, but, Fantasy Island.
Yeah, Fantasy Island.
Ricardo Montalban.
I would say he's no longer with us.
All right, so you're saying he's...
He's quite a bit older than me.
Okay. Well, isn't Lee Majors quite a bit older than you?
Well, yeah, but I'm getting old.
Okay, Lee Majors is...
No, Lee Majors is alive.
Ricardo Montalban is...
Now the right one.
Yep.
I'll do it Dad's way.
Henry Winkler.
He's alive.
How do you know that?
Because I see him on commercials.
You see him on commercials? What was show was he on?
Happy Days.
And what did he say? What was his character?
The Fonz.
Did he have a phrase or something?
All right. Or something. I don't know what he used to say.
Henry Winkler is?
Alive. What was his phrase? I forgot.
A. I don't know if it's A or hey.
I think it's A. You got to use a thumb.
Yes. So, okay. Jack Lord.
Okay, he's no longer alive.
Do you know what he's from or anything?
Yeah, Hawaii Five-O.
Hawaii Five-O, Jack Lord.
The first Hawaii Five-O, not the
yeah.
spinoff. Yep, we used to watch that too.
He is...
No longer with us. Da-da-da-da-da. I can't sing it. Oh, I am on a roll today.
Bill Bixby.
Yeah, who that is. Is he alive or not? I think he's not longer alive.
You don't think so? Why is your husband at the front door here?
Probably getting a package. Right.
Just let stuff stay. We're doing a podcast. He's walking around. I knew something was arriving. I didn't need you doing this. Put that on the floor. Gosh. Okay, Bill Bixby is what?
Dead.
You're saying Bill Bixby, the Incredible Hulk, is dead.
Yes.
Bill Bixby is?
Oh, I am on a roll.
That might be the first time you ever got these all right.
All five right.
And I only know the score because I was really keeping track of it in my head. How did you mark it, though?
Dad's way. The only way to keep score, he says.
All right, now, do you have some kind of game thing
yeah,
for
I got
me
one
or whatever?
For you. Our new game, What Movie? Here's a quote for you, and you have to tell me what movie it's from. My father would womanize. He would drink. he would make outrageous claims like he invented the question mark.
Well, that's from Austin Powers, The International Man of Mystery.
Yep. That's good.
It's from Dr. Evil.
I didn't know that. Yeah. I mean, I hadn't heard that one.
You had to look it up. So
well, I know. I just look it up on the internet. But hey, that's good.
Yeah, I mean.
You think everybody would get that?
Yeah, they might say A. Austin Powers, but I remember specifically more which
one. The International Man of Mystery, Dr. Evil. You went like this, right?
Yeah, something like that.
With his little finger on his mouth. Yeah. What was his cat's name?
Mr. Bigglesworth.
Mr. Bigglesworth.
Unfortunately, Mr. Bigglesworth kind of gets taken. Mr. Bigglesworth. When Mini-Me appears, Mr. Bigglesworth kind of takes a back seat. But yeah, it's kind of the way that goes.
Well, bye-bye now. That was a pretty good one. I mean, I was on a roll getting people if they're dead or alive. I think that's the best I've ever done.
Well, you know, I picked a group that is older
than me
that you might have actually seen on TV.
Yeah.
If it was a young crowd or something that could be kind of mixed up, people you haven't necessarily heard of, you'd have a tougher time with it. I was hoping you would say somebody like Henley Winkler was dead, you know, just the assumption of it or something,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But
so we watched a show on YouTube last night that this about people that died on stage. And I didn't know, like, Red Fox, he really had a heart attack filming a TV show. And he used to always say, oh, this is a big one. It's coming. I'm coming.
People bring that up a lot on Twitter for
some
reason. Yeah.
Well, that's awful. They need to have defibrillators up there on stage with these rock and roll guys that are getting older. They're going to all be having heart attacks.